The council of the buccaneers lasted some time. Then the door opened and the five men, standing huddled together just inside, pushed one of their number forward. He advanced slowly, his closed right hand in front of him.
"Step up, lad," cried Silver. "I won't eat you. Hand it over, lubber."
The buccaneer stepped forward and passed something to Silver, from hand to hand, then slipped more smartly back to his companions. The sea cook looked at what had been given him.
"The black spot," he said.
He turned it over, and one word was written on the back: deposed. But it did not take long for Long John Silver to turn the tables on his rebellious crew. He produced the chart that Dr. Livesey had given him, though why was more than I could fancy. The surviving mutineers leaped upon it like cats upon a mouse. It went from hand to hand, one tearing it from another, and by the oaths and the cries and the childish laughter, you would have thought they were fingering the very gold.
"Mighty pretty," said George, "but how are we to get away with it, and us no ship?"
Silver suddenly sprang up.
"You lost the ship. I found the treasure. Who's the better man at that? And now I resign, by thunder, elect whom you please to be your captain now. I'm done with it."
"Silver!" they cried. "Barbecue forever! Barbecue for captain!"